1-833-784-4397. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
23rd at 6 p.m. to hear how your favorite CKUT is going online for our 2020 annual general meeting. Join us on Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. to hear how your favorite community radio station has been adapting to the current pandemic by broadcasting remotely. To find out how you can get involved in one of our various committees, to propose a motion, or find out more information about joining our Board of Governors, email culture@ckut.ca. That's culture@ckut.ca. Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. online, CKUT's annual general meeting. To RSVP for the event, email agm@ckut.ca. That's agm@ckut.ca. Hope to see you there.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Get together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Do you need help with a residential move or local delivery? If so, call SN Transport Services. We specialize in residential moves, local deliveries, and small business transports. Visit sstransportservices.ca. $95 per hour includes access to a 16 or 20-foot truck, 2 movers, and equipment. Drop us a line at sstransportservices.ca or call 514-694-0067 for a free assessment. Moving can be stressful, but we can help. At SN Transport, every move counts.
We'll be right back. Good morning, good morning. I hope you are all doing well on this lovely, lovely, lovely Tuesday morning. Easing into a little session. All right, let's make sure everything is working on my end. All right, there we are. There we are. There we are. Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Lunchtime Takeover right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Scented for y'all who are watching. Good morning, CKUT family. If you guys haven't been paying attention to me for the last couple of weeks, as I've been saying, we are live streaming this show once and for all, once and again. And I am coming to you live from my studio. You know what I mean? We are dealing with this lockdown right here in the city of Montreal. So, I can't really get in to work as I would love to be able to get into work. But we're still coming to you live and direct. So, if you want to see my beautiful face, CKUT family, log on. Find me at foreverpreach.com. We are over at Twitch, Facebook, YouTube Live, Amazon Music. So shout out everybody who is tuning in online right now. You're going to be watching me curate this experience. You know, I'm at work for the next couple of hours. So we're going to have a ball of a time, man, and keep this going right up until 3 p.m., right past my, right past the end of the actual show, and we're gonna get into a little vibe later. But you see, right there, we had some music by the one and only Cali and Dub. Yes, a Montreal mainstay. You know what this show is about, man. Strictly underground, bringing you the sounds of the city, right? But you know what I mean? I bring you the sounds from my city and yours. Whatever your city is, right? So right now, we're going to wake up proper, with a little Ital conscious vibe. You see me? Yo, it's the Lunchtime Takeover. It's your boy Preach in the building. Good morning, people!
It's so nice singing this around me. Yes, boy. The Mickey and the Mouse, the chit that is the one that never chases. No, it is the around me. That rich desire, no. 'Cause my desire, yes, hold on and never let go, no. As long as we know where we belong, we cannot be. We got to be strong. Just move on. It's time to another big song, yes. Yes, all the mistakes and more. No. Yes, keep my realness. Never let me lose. No. Yes. Yes, every day I hear shines a light. The most I don't teach it. I know wrong from right. Yeah. If you're right, then you know. Get up and show. Get up and show. Right, see you so. Get up, and show. Get up and show. It's the order of the day. So never forget to pray. If you disobey the king of all kings, you surely get a spanking anyway. For all I have been giving, it's all about giving. In good health we keep it, no matter what the circumstances. Yes, keep I real. Never let me lose. No, it's every day I hear. Shines the light. The most I don't teach it. If you're right, say you know. Get up and show. Get up and show. Yes, hold on and never let go, no. As long as we know where we belong, we cannot be weak, got to be strong and move on. Yes, chant to another big is so, yeah. Oh, the mistakes and more, yes, oneness and tender, yes, we got to win until we cannot lose, yeah. If you're right, say you know. Get up and show. Get up and show. If I could see you so.
Get up and show, right?
So, if you're right, you know. Get up and show. Get up and show.
Yes, my brother right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. If you know how we do when you tune in, man, it doesn't know since our session. Well, you know what I mean? I bring you the sounds of the city from my city and yours. Good morning, man. I hope you are getting up and you are vibing on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. Nah, I think we need to give that a proper As I said, we're waking up proper on a Tuesday afternoon, man. Yo, let's motivate y'all. Come on.
Look from when me ready, just give me the interview. Know where me want from before me go to school. Done brought the code so them can't take me for fool. No ghetto youth has ever seen a gold spoon. Me say, born as a king, live as a king, as I'm stepping. For every obstacle me face, me no regret it. From on the right, no afraid of life, me will defend it. The mountain thing me feel, the sun, you could have been it. I said, I never ever step a lefty queen. I beat a boss and she allowed me magazine. I tell his vitals, so the temple ever clean. Man, I feel fresh anytime me touch his sin, me say.
Yo, shout out the one and only Dub School. Yeah, this is a big tune by the one and only Raf Ajaya. As I said, we're starting off our Tuesday proper, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm warming up, so you know what that means. Ready, me ready. Yo, check out this record. From the Dub School camp straight out of Jamaica, this is Rasa Jai, which I'm called Ready Me Ready. Watch now.
Look from when me ready, just give me the interview. so them can't tell me fi fool. No ghetto youth has ever seen a gold spoon. Me say, born as a king, live as a king, that's how me step it. Fi every obstacle me face, me no regret it. From on the right, no afraid of life, me will defend it. The mountain thing me face, the song you could depend it. Me say, me coulda never ever step on left it queen. A bit of boss and she a load me magazine. I tell his vitals so the temple ever clean. Man a feel fresh anytime me touch his scene. And me say, fly the gate, soldier, make me touch it. What you get them nuts a bubble for me jail. Cologne a kick and me say, I'm never great. Without the money, they enough for what you mean. And me say, fly the gate, soldier, make me touch it. What you get them nuts a bubble for the jail. Cologne a kick and me say, I'm never great. Without the money, they enough for what you mean. Watch out, we're on my warriors, we stand up for the right. Protect the people, not for system, not no hype. I back at them attack and still we not go fight. To what we live, no way I forget to fight. Them know the lion, them the freighter from the ship. Me love the war, but me hold a prayer for peace. Just because me silent, try no things, say that my way. Who know the deeds, never get no chance to speak and me say. Now I'm a dog and the teeth and it no marry. To all my brawly, no me need permit for carry. Deal with them case and change my name to Dirty Harry. Me have the tightest alibi, man, and the claffy. Go up a road, dangle, link up with my party. Him call him friend and said them hear them send for squaddy. Jump on the bird, dangle, link, my nigga crappy. Them naga get for deal with like on them the brazzy. Me say, fly the gate, man, me touch it. Watch it, get them just a bubble for me, too. Me don't see money, they enough for where you be. Cologne a kick and me say, I'm never gonna be safe.
This tune, man, me love this tune right here. You see me?
Yo,
big up my brother Nova. Dub School, yo, this is Rasa Jai. Watch now.
Me say, look from when me ready, just give me the interview. Know when me want from before me go to school. Done brought the code so them can't take me fi fool. No get the youth has ever seen a gold spoon. Me say, born as a king, live as a king, that's how me step it. Fi every obstacle me face, me no regret it. From on the right, no afraid of life, me will defend it. The mountain thing me face, the song you could depend it. Me say, me coulda never ever step on left it queen. A bit of boss and she a load me magazine. I tell his vitals so the temple never clean. Man a feel fresh.
You see when Rasta get hard.
Me say, fly the gate, soldier, make me touch it. What you get them nuts a bubble for me jail. Cologne a kick and me say, I'm never great. Without the money, they enough for what you mean. Me say, fly the we're on my warriors, just stand up for the right. Protect the people, not for system, not no hype. I back at them attack and still we not go fight. To what we live, no way I forget to fight. Them know the lion, them the freighter from the ship. Me love the war, but me hold a prayer for peace. Just because me silent, try no things, say that my way. Who know the deeds, never get no chances, because me say, now I'm a dog and the teeth and it no marry. To all my brawly, no me need permit for carry. Deal with them case and change my name to Dirty Harry. Me have the tightest alibi, man, and the classy. Go up the road, dangling, come with no quarry. Him call him friend and say, them hear them send for squaddy. Jump on the bird, dangling, my nigga crappy. Them naga get for dealing like on them the brassy. Me say, fly the gate, man, me touch it. Watch it, get them just a bubble for me, too. Me don't see money, they enough for where you be. Cologne a kick and me say, I'm never been a me say. Fly the gate, man, me touch it. Watch it, get them just a bubble for me, too. Me don't see money, they enough for where you be. Cologne a kick and me say, I'm never been.
Yeah, man, I'm for no.
Bad. Them know what bad people suck. Let me say bad people suck. Man, this a bad people suck. Now boy can chuck me, yo, what bad people suck. Man, this a bad people suck. Me, yo, what bad people suck. Me, aye. To play the place, you know what bad people suck. Me, aye, yeah. Bad people suck. Me, well, bad people suck. Me, aye.
Music from the one and only. Yes, sir. The man goes by Ras Ajaya. Straight out of the Dub School family. Yo, big up my brother Nova all the time doing big things, big things, big things. It's your boy preaching the building, man. We are warming up a session on a lovely Tuesday afternoon, man. We got a couple things to talk about. We got a couple things to dig into since we are in the city of Montreal. You done know, sir. You know what I mean? It's my duty to make sure that we keep you guys updated and informed. Your vibes, but you know, I'm on this vibe right now. I'm dealing with some, you know what I mean, some of my local heroes. I'm dealing with some real rebels right now. So I felt like bringing this rebel to the table, right? I ran this tune yesterday, brought me down memory lane. We're dealing with 40 years of Montreal hip-hop. Yes, that is the history. So you know what I mean, you're going to hear me dipping in and out of some of my favorite local heroes like this one. This big, immense tune by the king himself. They used to call him Young Ninja. Now him guy now goes by Teflon. Watch the launching. You see this tune right here? Yeah. You see this tune right here? Yo, big up my city all day, man. This is the one and only Young Ninja. Montreal hip hop, watch now. Tef, talk to them.
Yeah. I'm so 514 that my eyes get low. Every dime I smoke, winter time gets cold. Catch a flight and go. I don't hide from snow, cause my heart won't fold. I'm so 514, I'm so 514 that my eyes get low. Every dime I smoke, winter time gets cold. Catch a flight and go. I don't hide from snow, cause my heart won't fold.
Welcome to the dojo. I'm the king in the game, I don't really need promo. One time for the motto. Two fingers in the sky, red verb to my eyes closed. Three shots while the man pose. Phone drop like a band, I don't really need photos. Five speed on the road though. Six G's for the stick blow, sevens on the low though. No greed up in my code. Grand dreams for the keys that open up my doors. For my illegal downloads. Give tools to the youth, same life hacks that I know. Just a man with a big load. If I ever take a dump, y'all be stuck in a manhole. In a dream I help life go.
I'm in the sky.
That blunt, bro.
I'm so 514, I'm so 514 that my eyes get low. Every dime I smoke, winter time gets cold. Catch a flight and go. I don't hide from snow, cause my heart won't fold. I'm so 514, I'm so 514 that my eyes get low. Every dime I smoke, winter time gets cold. Catch a flight and go.
Welcome to the dojo. I'm the king in the game, I don't really need promo. One time for the motto. Two fingers in the sky, red verb to my eyes closed. Three shots while the man pose. Four drop like a band, I don't really need photos. Five speed on the road though. Six G's for the stick blow, sevens on the low though. No greed up in my code. Grand dreams for the keys that open up my doors. For my illegal downloads. Give tools to the youth, same life hacks that I know. Just a man with a big load. If I ever take a dump, y'all be stuck in a manhole. In a dream I held nine scrolls. Couple truths concealed deep within my soul. Shoot flames like I'm pyro. Give hell to them niggas, I be lying on the Bible. Got troops like disciples. Free my roots from lands, got motors all tangled. Babylon got me strangled. Selfishness in the air got me breathing all stifled. Just a knife in one you. Black temple, the ball give the people revival.
I'm so 514, I'm so 514 that my eyes get low. Every dime I smoke, winter time gets cold. Catch a flight and go. I don't hide from snow, cause my heart froze. I'm so 514, I'm so 514 that my eyes get low. Every dime I smoke, winter time gets cold. Catch a flight and go. I don't hide from snow, cause my heart done froze.
Hopped out the coat in a soul few. I'm lucky like low, no flu. Did it, it's too late for you. I'm sorry, I'm on to the next in a hurry. Arari, can't disregard me. One thing about me, shine in the dark from far like stars. Stood up in the north, you know I'm on the mark. I'm with the stars. Hopped out the coat in a soul few. I'm lucky like low, no flu. Did it, it's too late for you.
Okay, so my mic was off. Sorry.
In a hurry.
I'm so sorry. I'm sitting here like talking to y'all on the radio and y'all can't even hear me. I apologize. All right, let's do this one properly, right? You know, some days I do my show for the deaf. Don't mind me. You know what I mean? Some days I do my show for the deaf, but the music was running. Feel me, right? Yo, thank you. Thank you to all the Raiders that just came in. If you were listening to me on CKUT, you're like, what's a Raider? What is a Raider? The one, the only DJ Solo just stepped into the building and brought a party of some like amazing energy, some beautiful people in the building. So like when you're on Twitch, you get to kind of, you know, you get to share crowds. You know, it's like walking from one club to the next or one room to the next. So shout out everybody who just stepped in the building. We truly appreciate you guys. Right now, I'm in a full Montreal session. I am bigging up my city, including people like this young man right here. He goes by the name of Nate Husser. We are proud of him. He hails from Little Burgundy, Vinci Product. Right now, he's in California doing big things, and we want to make sure that everybody out here, you know what I mean, gives him a strength and an energy. It was just his birthday the other day, man. So, yo, happy birthday, Nate. We love you. You understand? Continue doing what you do. This one is called I Just Bought a New Neck by Nate Husser. Good morning, good morning, and good afternoon to everybody who is just tuning in. Anybody who's just waking up, as I said, this is the Lunchtime Takeover. It is your homeboy Preacher the Building, live and direct from the city of Montreal, bringing you the sounds of the city from my city and yours. You know what I'm saying? We're going around the world, man. We're going to bring you all kind of different vibes. But right now, I'm waving a flag for my peeps. Listen.
Oh, I've got the cool in a soul. Phew, I'm lucky like low, no flow. It's too late for you. I'm sorry. I'm on to the next.
Hey,
in a hurry,
hey,
can't disregard me. One thing about me, shine in the dark from far, like stars. Still duck in the north. You know I'm on the mark. Swimming with the sharks.
Yeah, but I'm not legit. I can't quit. Got no time for no shit. Had they piss on my wrist. Might put a diamond chain on my pit. That's what had the money for. Must say on the money.
Shout out the one and only Easy LT. Big bro, what you saying?
Another day and got a minute, got a minute.
We out here celebrating our city.
Oh God, it's a good day if I ain't sitting behind bars. Doing pretty good so far. See my car like my bitch, no bra. I ain't scared on a lick, no sob. We light the whole bitch on fire. See them things like that, no problem. On phone, we don't see no fire.
Understand it on my head, but I do it for myself. I done bought another neck.
Yo, this is the best work and lurk session, Easy LD, man. Vibe with me, vibe with me.
Different kind of digits, got no limits.
You know what I mean? And you can't get work, man. The boss can't see you twerking, you know what I'm saying? Well, or your lady twerking. Or you could be twerking for your lady, Easy. Easy.
Like a gymnast off a trampoline, Olympics. I'm running, this is fitness. That is fine, it's just business. That consignment, I just did it, no co-signing. Nothing given, I've been grinding since a jit. Nothing but designer on my skin. And I didn't plan it, it just fit me. I don't try, I just chip, swipe, yeah. Dip to the whip, spoken about the pen on I ain't mind about a zip, bit, jump, bit.
Understand it on my head, but I do it for myself. I did bought another net, I did have some carrots for my breakfast. I'm trying to dishes, man, that shit
done, no man. Bob to this man.
Every kind of digits got no limits, no limits. Rain falls, spill it, you're feeling, you're feeling. Just another day, caught a minute, caught a minute. Niggas getting it, stop sinning, stop sinning, stop sinning.
Music from the one, the only Nate Husser, man. Yo, we are proud of our city. You know what I'm saying? That's why we out here, man. We doing it up. We doing what we got to do. And, you know, we living. Thank you to everybody who is just stepping in the room. Thank you to everybody who is just tuning in. As I said, it is your homeboy preaching the building, coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm just holding a little session. You know, we on radio. So, you know, to my viewers on Twitch, please don't mind it. You know what I mean? You're gonna see me do a couple things that, you know, I gotta do for work. I gotta keep the powers that be happy, right? Shout out everybody that, you know, keeps this thing going, even in quarantine, man. It's been, you know, it's been an interesting time. It's been an interesting year. And, you know, a lot of us have had to basically, you know, switch up how we do things, just like you guys, just like, you know, Easy LD right now. He's listening to me from home, coming to me, you know what I mean? Just, you know, we chilling, we doing our thing. So, you know, a lot of us have definitely had to figure out how we were going to, you know, maneuver our way through this new era that is called, I don't know what you want, you know what I mean? This whole pandemic thing that I want, you see me? So, you know, I'm sitting here watching the news, trying to keep y'all nice and cozy and warm while I basically maneuver in a lot of the same ways that you guys are maneuvering right now. Coming to you, bringing you a FM radio show from my crib. Yo, you gotta love technology, you know what I'm saying? So literally, it's like I'm sitting here sipping on a cup of Borage and Robert's geranium tea. You know what I mean? Good for the soul, good for your skin, good for your, you know what I mean? Your earways, helps open up your passageways and all of them other things, right? And, you know, I'm trying to make it work. So, you know, I started my Monday Motivations yesterday. And we were talking about, we held a conversation just about unplugging, man. It was my birthday this past weekend. Thank you to everybody who sent me birthday shouts, birthday messages. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you guys, man. You know, especially with the way the technology has made birthdays, it's interesting, right? Like, that's all I could really say. It's interesting in this day and age, right? That, you know, you get 200 people that some you know, some you don't know, but that are really sending you love, you know? And in years past, like a lot of people, you know, I try to make my birthday this big, you know, this huge celebration, right? But obviously, I'm not the only person who had to alter how I celebrate this year, you know? And I don't know, I think in many ways it was a blessing that I was able to just kind of unplug. And that's what I did this weekend. I literally stayed in bed, you know what I mean? Shout out my queen mod, Bionic Pixie. She runs this house, so if you're in here, please say hello, hello, hello to my queen mod. If you're on CKUT, you're wondering, what's he talking about, queen mod? As I said, I am doing a tricast. I'm all over the place right now. We are on Twitch, we are on Amazon Music, we are on Facebook Live, YouTube, Periscope, and coming to you right here on CKUT. So I hope you guys can hear me loud and clear. You know what I mean? And I hope you're chilling. I hope you're vibing. You know, I got to really like take my own advice and really unplug this weekend. Just get myself into a chill space where I can just breathe again. You know what I mean? And really and truly, man, woke up yesterday with a fire, man. You know, that's definitely, I definitely got to shout out all the DJs that held it down this weekend. You know what I mean? Gave me a great birthday celebration right in my living room, right in my bedroom and all them ting day. You see me? Big up J.E. Buns, Powder 514, DJ Bobby Payne. You know what I mean? And what, y'all, the big man Judgment. Oh, God, the Bacchanalis, boy. Nemesis Son, Antigo. Oh, God, man. It was a big weekend, man. So shout out everybody. Thank you, EZLD, for the birthday wishes. I really appreciate you, you know what I mean? And shout out all my Scorpios who are celebrating this month, you know? Yo, it's celebration is important, man. Do not negate your celebration just because they are telling you that you gotta stay inside. But on another level, man, like, we gotta, you know, I mean, I also gotta aggregate and let you know what's up in the city of Montreal, you know what I mean? Today, you know, it's 12:38 on the PM, a beautiful November 17th. 2 degrees. We're looking at about 2 degrees, man. It is chilly in my city, right? I don't know where you're at, man. If you're in the conversation, let me know where you're at, man. Let me know, please. If you got sunshine where you're at, man, share it. Don't be a hog with your sunshine. Share your sunshine with a brother, please. You know what I'm saying? It's cold where I'm at right now. And what's making it even colder is, you know, there's a couple situations that are popping up right now that we gotta talk about in the news. You feel me? Like, mainly, if you're if you're paying attention to what's happening around the world, the lockdowns are back, my people. We are officially 8 months into these quarantine measures, which is unfortunately marked by my birthday, and we're back. You know what I'm saying? We back. So, you know, if you've been listening to my show for the last 8 months, for the last, I don't know, 9 months, because I get my information from other sources, because I'm an astro geek in many ways, because, you know, I you know, believe in higher powers on some level, and I believe in planetary alignments and stuff. You know, the people who I went to get my information from, they talk about planets and these alignments, how these alignments were going to be around for the year. And if the alignments were speaking to anything that had to do with this pandemic, then we were going to have to prepare ourselves for a long haul. I mean, a haul that's going to go into next year on some level. And depending on who is in office come 2021, these measures could go either way, right? So just before I got on, just before I jumped on radio, you know what I mean? The old boy's back on TV. JT is back. You know what I mean? The Canadian pop star, parliamentary hero, is holding his morning briefings again. And when you see Trudeau pop up on TV in the morning, you know what's coming. You know what I mean? So I'm not even going to go through the list of what they're talking about. I have to really, like, I got to iron that out myself. But right now, on a major, like, majorly, they're basically saying, look, lock yourselves inside. Don't go see nobody. And the murmurings are that Christmas is canceled. You know what I mean? American Thanksgiving is going to be interesting this weekend. You know, and they're definitely trying to point the finger at the same people who they were encouraging to do certain things. You know what I mean? Like this summer, you know, if you're listening to me and you, you know, this is your first time here, I am an MC, a performer, a DJ, a producer. I wear many hats, but music is my life. That's how I make my money. That's how I eat. And this has definitely been an interesting year to navigate picking up DJing again, which I started with 25 years ago as Montreal's youngest dancehall DJ, has definitely been a space of solace for me. It's been a way for me to, like, you know, keep my mind centered and keep my mind balanced and stay sharp within music, because, you know, I've been used to being on a stage and I've been used to being able to make a living off of a stage for the last 25 years. So, you know, I have other skills, but definitely this is something that, this is what I do. So now that these measures are coming back, you know, we are going to once again have to be savvy with what is happening, right? Please pay attention to the news. I know a lot of people are telling me that they're turning off the news, that you know what I mean? Like they're oversaturated, and I understand, you know what I mean? Because the media is set up to break you down. Like, really and truly, if anything is actually attacking your system and making you more susceptible to illness, is the stress that the media is peddling towards you. You know what I'm saying? So the natural tolerance that you would have, that you would have built up, right, to be able to do certain things, you see me, is kind of dissipating at this point. It's flying out the door and it's being compromised by the media. Yo, as sunny as it was outside, big up our CKUT alumni jumping in the conversation. Everybody, please go follow my DJs in this conversation. We gonna get to that in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I got about, like, you know, about 10 more minutes in this rant. We gonna get to some music, a couple ads, and then we gonna get into something a little different. I'm gonna be talking about the DMCAs after, but, you know, just before I came on the show, I hadn't watched the news in a minute. I turned on the news this morning and I see what's flipping around. I hear what they're talking about and stuff. And I was like, okay, it's time. You know what I mean? It is time. So we're not going to get into, you know what I mean, what the media is and whatever. What's important right now is that you prepare for what's coming. And that's all I've been asking my people to do all year. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I speak about how I've been preparing, it's not a look at me and nanani boo-boos type of thing. No, like, I am just trying to motivate. I'm trying to inspire and I'm trying to help you guys maybe live vicariously through some of the things that I've been doing over the past 8 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was asking people yesterday, you know, how are you preparing for 2021? Regardless of if the pandemic existed, we always talk about resolutions. We always talk about New Year's. We always talk about what is to come, right? But really and truly, right now, we have to be serious with this notion of, like, how are we preparing for 2021? Because it is not going to look anything like we remember it looking or like we knew it looking, right? They called this the new normal. Like, I avoided that phrase, and I avoided a lot of these catchphrases that the media put out, that pop culture put out. But the reality is that here we are. You know what I mean? We are standing here in a time that is very much out of our control. So the only thing that you can do right now, you know what I mean, outside of paying attention to the signs and the cues that they're putting out there, is prepare yourself. You know what I mean? Prepare your family, protect your family, you know, and make sure, like, look, at the end of the day, like, as I've been saying to everybody for the last couple of weeks, the main reason why I'm imploring you to unplug is you yourself. No, I don't have to remind you about this. I don't have to tell you this. But nobody, as my cousin said yesterday, ain't nobody changing these diapers. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody paying your bills. Nobody is sitting here to homeschool your children. Nobody is going out to get your elderly parents groceries. Nobody is doing these things for you. So you need to prepare yourself. You understand? Like, they're talking crazy on TV. They're talking about Ticketmaster, you know, floating ideas of not letting you into a major event if you haven't had a COVID negative test in the past, whatever the case is. Certain places are talking about not letting you be able to come in. I mean, airlines are seriously, the border in Canada, regardless of what they are telling you, right? I know border agents, and they're saying that the border is not going to reopen until 2022 at the earliest. They are floating ideas of trying to ensure that they lock you in your space if you don't take the prick. You understand? And wherever you stand on that, let that be your stance. But as I said, if you've been listening to me, one of the conversations that I've had over the past years is let us ask ourselves, which is more detrimental to the system? Freedom of speech or freedom of opinion? I say it's freedom of opinion because we live in a world where you can say whatever you want. And now that these platforms are owned by these monstrous beasts and whatever, right now, Mark Zuckerberg and the boy from Twitch and whoever, they're sitting in Senate. Right, they're about to testify before Congress, right, about this 2020 sham of an election and all kind of stuff or whatever the case is. Right, all this is building up to net neutrality. Right, even though the Canadian government has just passed internet privacy laws, that don't mean nothing, because listen, the government in Quebec and the American government have stated that in times of pandemic, in times of serious, heightened virus outbreaks, wars, whatever, that you do not have rights to your physical property. Literally, they are saying that in times of heightened, like if this pandemic gets out of hand by force or by voluntary order, they can literally mandate everybody in this province to have to take the prick. You understand? So let's not be fooled that this is something that's about your well-being. This is about control. As I've been saying to my people for the last couple of months, look, the end of the day, make sure that you prepare yourself financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically to take care of this thing and to take care of you and yours. That is all that matters right now. They're coming for your money, people. Right? If you're not paying attention, they're automating. Like in my city, like we got dollar stores called Dollarama. We got Farmer Prees and all that other stuff. You know, last year you go in, man, and you're getting greeted by these, you know, beautiful, handsome, energetic, or sometimes very lazy, but you know, clerks and stock boys and, you know, cashiers. And now you walk into those same drugstores or the same dollar stores and they looking at you, they giving you a head nod and you're pointing you towards the automated cashes. They've been trying to automate people out of work for a very long time. You know what I mean? This is, you know, they need to save money. Really and truly, you know, there's too much of us out here, right? population control, genocide, and all those things. They can't go on with them things no more. So they gotta kind of like, you know, they gotta be savvy with, you know, how they come off with this thing. You see me? So I'm just saying, man, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Prepare yourself. For me, first things first, I made sure that my mama was good. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here talking about automation, but I had to automate some of my experience. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people are old school, and a lot of people are like, I'm not dealing with the Amazon thing, and I'm not dealing with whatever. But my people, I'm telling you, man, it's better to be safe than sorry, and it's just better to be prepared with the tools that you need, even if you don't access them. Right? Next thing I did is I went forth and I put together a pantry. You know, I literally, like, I got a nice large basement here and whatever, and I said, yo, let's utilize it. We put a deep freezer downstairs, and we built some shelves, and you know, I went out and I just got tons and tons of non-perishables, canned foods, goods, frozen goods, all that other stuff, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I put together my home studio, which you're seeing me standing right here. You know, you can't see everything, you know, but, you know, and sorry to see some people that's listening on CKUT. You can't see me at all. But that's what I'm saying. Log on to twitch.tv/foreverpreach and you go see my beautiful face, you know what I mean? Because at 2 p.m., we go over to Voco, the voice of Korea, and, you know, the vibe cut. So if you want to continue to vibe with me right up until 3 p.m. or even a little past that, yo, come on over, man. We right here, you know what I mean? But I'm standing in my studio, and this is why I can broadcast to you live and direct from my house or whatever the case is. I didn't set this up for Twitch or anything like that. I was already in space of buying this. So, like, you know, if you're listening to me and you're like, hey, look, I need somewhere that, you know, a lot of major studios have shut down and people need to record, and they need to record in a space where, like, look, you know what I mean? I could, like, literally be, like, 25 feet away from vocalists and all that other stuff. It's crazy to think that I had to think about setting up a space like this, you know what I mean? Where I'm in, like, a 30-foot room and, you know, the singers could be literally 25, 28 feet away from me while I do my thing or whatever the case is, but we had to prepare, you know what I mean? And make sure that at the end of the day, we can be able to weather the storm as the storm started to rumble. And we knew it was going to rumble. You know, I was offered, you know, to put on some events this summer or whatever. And I already seen the okie doke. I was like, nope, I am not going to be the one. You are not going to be pointing your finger at me. You are not going to be blaming my attendees, the participants, the DJs for anything. You know what I mean? The color with the lovely chocolate tone of my skin. You know what I mean? I already know what it is, what it's like to be a target, right? And an easy target. So, nah, not this time around. You feel me? Not this time around. So, all that to say, man, like, look, I'm not trying to boast about what I have. I'm not trying to brag about the things that are around me. I am just trying to help you prepare, and I'm trying to hopefully inspire you to do something similar, whatever the vein is for you. But as I said, as of, you know, I mean, they've been rumbling. Premier Legault is about to hit the news. I'm going to see if I can kind of multitask and catch a piece of that. Premier Legault, if you're listening from the States or whatever, that's like our governor out here in Quebec. We call them premiers, right? So, you know, and his name happens to, you know what I mean, rhyme with Lego or ego, you know what I mean? He is kind of an ego head. Anyways, man. But they're about to ramp up their talks again. You see me? So just be ready. Don't be jarred when this comes. Right? Because it is coming. Something's coming. You know, they're talking about record numbers and 1 million cases in America and whatever, all that other stuff. You see me? Prepare your money. Right? I've been talking about investments for the last couple of months. Right? As I said, this is just our eight-month checkup. Right? It's officially 8 months. So I'm just going over some of the concepts that you may have missed that I went through 8 months ago. Right? Make sure that, you know, if you can find a way to protect your investments, as I said, they're coming for your money. Last year in Canada, the Bank of Canada, last October, the Bank of Canada, you know, had a seminar conference talking about the necessity of ushering in a national digital currency that will replace your paper money. You hear me? They're not joking about this, right? They are coming for your dollars. If you don't start to prepare yourself to protect your money when the transition happens, which they're claiming will be seamless, you do not want to be out of control of your space in that transition. You don't want to have to go to the bank and have the bank tell you what was once a dollar to you, what the value is now going to be, right? Prepare yourselves. Like, I started investing in crypto before crypto hit 10 grand, and crypto just hit, like, Bitcoin just hit like 20,000 a coin. So I effectively more than doubled my money. You know, there's there's a plethora of ways that you could be able to invest your money out here. You can check out an app or a site called Coinberry. They are pretty, you know, they're a pretty reputable site. But, you know, I put my trust, you know, I put my money on Wealth Simple. Wealth Simple, W-E-A-L-T-H, Simple. They make investing easy, my people. And listen, when we're talking about investing, remember, you can invest with as little as a dollar. You don't have to be a millionaire, a trillionaire, a thousandaire, none of those things to start protecting your money. All right? So, you know, look into investments. There's many people. There's a lot of people around that can help with that, man. I'm going to have my cousin Myron Weeks out here speaking about protecting your money in the next couple of weeks. You know, he's with a dope company that, you know, is into investment and all that other stuff. And I'm going to have a lot of different people who can help you guys just plan and prepare. You know what I mean? Pop up and appear on this show and, you know, try to give you some tidbits and tips that I'm not even equipped with, and hopefully can also, like, you know, I can use and put into my own tool basket, right? So, all of that to say, my people, please, 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 please pay attention to what's happening. Be aware. You know what I mean? Be flexible enough so that you can get ready to pivot on a penny. You know what I mean? A dime is two on a penny. You want to pivot as quickly as you need to be able to pivot, right? Get the things that you need to get in order to protect your investments, your family, your peace of mind, your health, right? As I said, I put together my studio, my home business. I put together a pantry so that I can just be able to, you know, to ensure for my mom, like in the family that I grew up in, you know, I guess, like, you know, wealth is food, you know, and it's like, as long as you can eat, as long as you have some food around, as long as you have, you know, then you're good. You know, Jabi, the person who taught me this music thing on, you know, Black Temple, you know, he would always say, look, what does a child need? You know, clothes on their back, shoes on their feet, a roof over their head, food to eat, and warmth, water. You know what I mean? So look, just assess, make sure you take care of your needs, my people. Your needs. I am not judging you, but this is not a time to be overly connected to your wants. Right? That's what the world wants you to do. That's why they're like, hey, yo, we got all these quarantine movies and there's quarantine this and free quarantine pack. Yo, bun that, brethren. No more distraction. You see me? Right? The more we focus and the more we come together as a community, do not let this pandemic tear you and your community apart. I hear people are arguing over vaccination versus anti-vaccine, government versus this, Trump versus Biden. But yo, brethren, we need each other right now. Right? We need each other right now. I don't know if you need to go and watch The Matrix again, eh? Watch when the world was falling, everybody was partying, Babylon did a guado and everything, and everything was burning around them. But the people who teamed up, your vibes, those people on the vessel, Jada and Keanu on the ship. You see me? I say, we need each other right now. You see me? So let's prepare together, right? Shout out all the businesses that are out here that are trying to figure out a way to stay afloat. If you are in the city of Montreal, right here at CKUT, we want to help you survive. We want to help you get your voice out there. So please, please, please hit up Louise Burns if you need to get ads on air. We are doing like a communal service to businesses out here. Independent, not Best Buy, not Future Shop, not IGA. Them no need we. We talk about Fusion Fitness. We talk about Herb de Botin. We talk about, you know what I mean? Like all of these independent small businesses that are owned by people like us. If you are listening to me, please hit us up at ckut.ca. We want to help you win. We want to help you survive. Zin. So find out how you can get ads on this. If you're watching my screen right now, you'll be able to see on my screen, I'm running ads, I'm running videos, I'm running stuff like that. Hit me up. I want to help you win. You know what I mean? Like, we are going to do this together. Trust me, my people. But no matter what, no matter what I just said, I hope I'm not like, you know, building your anxiety right now, because as I was saying to my people, I need you to get outside, get some fresh air. Please, please, that is the most important thing that I need you to do right now. Get up and get some fresh air. You see me? Don't lock away because you think the invisible man is coming to you, for you, right? Don't continue to let these people alter what's that word when they say babies have to build up a tolerance or whatever the word is, man. I'm going blind on, I'm blank on that, man. I've been blank on that word for like a half an hour. Anyways, don't let them compromise your